Marriage is the formal union between two people, often based on mutual love, commitment, and shared values. At its core, marriage is about building a partnership that enables two individuals to navigate the challenges and joys of life together. It involves the promise to support and care for each other through thick and thin, to share in each other's successes and failures, and to create a sense of stability and security. For many, marriage is a significant milestone and a symbol of a lifelong commitment to each other. It is a union that can bring immense happiness, love, and fulfillment, but it also requires mutual respect, compromise, and dedication to make it work. When a marriage turns sour, it can be a difficult and emotionally challenging situation. There are many reasons why couples may consider getting a divorce, but some of the most common reasons include infidelity, domestic violence, and financial problems. Most couples will try to work through their problems, but sometimes their efforts may still fall short, and they find themselves at an impasse. When this happens, one or both partners may consider ending the marriage. For one man in China, Yu Xiaodong, ending his marriage was not something he had considered. He preferred a more nefarious method. You're listening to Heinous, an Asian true crime podcast brought to you by MediaCorp and produced by 1UP Media. This episode contains scenes of graphic imagery and violence. Listener discretion is advised. The year was 1987. A little girl named Wang Nan was born in Nanjing, Jiangsu Province, China. Growing up in a working-class family, Wang Nan was the pride of her parents. Despite their humble origins, her parents cherished her and would always give her their unwavering love and support. Unlike most girls in her hometown at the time, Wang Nan was strong-willed and unyielding, determined to make a name for herself. Her tenacity and firm opinions helped her excel in her studies, and she earned a spot at Yangzhou University, where she pursued a degree in tourism management. Upon graduation, she worked in an insurance company for a while, but soon, Wang Nan realized that the job did not align with her interests and professional aspirations. Feeling unfulfilled, she began to explore other options. Eventually, she found a job at a travel company, where she felt more engaged and excited about her work. In just 2 years, she had already become an invaluable asset to the company's business. In recognition of her talent and potential, Wang Nan was soon sent to Thailand to oversee business development in that market. This was a major opportunity for her, and she didn't disappoint. Wang Nan's super ability, as her colleagues called it, allowed her to quickly grasp and adapt to the cultural and business practices of Thailand. Thanks to this invaluable skill, she was also able to establish a vast network of business contacts. At the age of 28, after much contemplation, she made a bold move and resigned from her job to start her own business. Her parents were apprehensive about her decision, but they understood that their daughter's determined and strong-willed nature was what got her here in the first place. After doing her research on the Thai market, she identified a familiar niche and decided to venture into the dried fruit business. In no time at all, she dived headfirst into Thailand's fruit market. She admits that it was tough, juggling business operations during the day and attending night school to improve on her Thai. She would also take on various odd jobs to make the most of her time. As with most first-time business owners, she struggled with managing all the little intricacies within her business. Running a dried fruit stall is not easy. While on the surface it might seem so, it actually involves a multitude of considerations. Temperature, humidity, storage, transportation, quality control, and seasonal fluctuations are just a few of the many factors to keep track of. As a result, Wang Nan suffered a loss of over 200,000 yuan within the first few months of running her dried fruit stall. This setback was significant, as it amounted to approximately $30,000. Despite the obstacles she faced, she refused to give up. Even her parents had advised her to return to China and find a stable job, but she refused. With a steadfast attitude and a strong determination, she started to learn from her mistakes and failures. Day by day, she started to get the hang of it, and she was now about to turn her dried fruit business into a thriving success. Records state that Wang Nan successfully turned her business around. In a little over a year, she had acquired several stores and had her assets amount to over 20 million yuan. To put this into perspective, that's almost equivalent to $3 million by selling dried fruit. By the time she turned 30 years old, Wang Nan had achieved the financial independence that so many individuals strive for. But there was one thing missing in her life. Her parents were feeling anxious about her life, particularly her love life. In many Asian cultures, marriage and family are highly valued, and having children is often seen as a way to continue the family line and honor one's ancestors. In addition, cultural and societal expectations also play a role, as marriage is often viewed as a significant milestone in life and a way to demonstrate one's success and social status. Although Wang Nan had established herself as a successful entrepreneur, her love life had not yet reached the level of stability that her parents desired. Her parents had long hoped that she would find a suitable partner, one who shared similar values and goals. They wanted her to experience the joys of marriage and parenthood. In 2017, this dream that her parents had for her was one step closer to coming true. In the year 2017, Wang Nan was invited by a friend to attend a dinner party.
Talk to him, Wang. I saw the way he looked at you. Don't be stupid. He's not looking at me.
At the dinner party, Wang Nan confided in a friend about a man named Yu Xiaodong, whom she had made eye contact with. Yu had already made a strong impression on her. He was a tall and handsome-looking man, with thick eyebrows and large expressive eyes. He also had a courteous and amiable manner, which Wang found attractive. Yu Xiaodong, who was from the same province as Wang Nan and a year her senior, claimed to have been in Thailand for business. As the night progressed, they found that they had many common interests and values and engaged in deep conversation. As she left the dinner party, Wang Nan felt a strange sense of excitement and anticipation. She knew that she had made a connection with Yu, and that their meeting could be the start of something special. Over the following weeks, Yu continued to pursue Wang, taking her out to dinner and engaging in deep conversations with her. He was also quite smitten with Wang, and would also go to great lengths to express his affection for her. According to reports, every morning, he would travel across districts just to deliver breakfast and a bouquet of flowers to her. In the evenings, he would pick her up from work and wait for her at the door. It didn't take long for Wang Nan to fall head over heels with Yu, and it certainly didn't take long for them to progress to the next phase of their relationship. 2 months after they met, under a beautiful sunset at the beach, Yu Xiaodong got on one knee and said,
"My dear, marry me. I will use my whole life to take care of you and make you the happiest woman in the world."
Wang Nan said yes, but to her dismay, when she broke the news of a decision to her parents, they were utterly shocked and vehemently objected to her decision.
"Dad, I really love him. He's the love of my life. Wang Nan, 2 months is not enough time to truly know a man. You need to stop this now. Stop it. Just stop talking. I don't want to listen to you anymore. Wang Nan, you better watch your tone when you talk to your father. Enough, Mom. No one's gonna stop me. I'm gonna marry the man I love. No one's gonna stop me."
It's undeniable that Yu Xiaodong was a charming man. But as she walked down the aisle, Her parents' words echoed in her mind.
2 months just isn't enough to truly know him. You need to break it off. Please, Wang Nan. You're a smart woman. Break it off.
Unfortunately for Wang Nan, she would soon come to realize that the man she married was not who he appeared to be. After their marriage, Yu Xiaodong's caring and warm personality disappeared. It seemed as if he had been replaced by someone cold and strange. He became inattentive, inconsiderate, and lazy. He spent his days eating, sleeping, and playing games on his phone. Once, when Wang Nan fell down the stairs, Yu didn't even help her, but simply continued playing with his phone. On another occasion, Yu had lied about going to Thailand for business, when he actually disappeared for a few days to gamble. Upon his return, he confessed that he had incurred a gambling debt of 1 million yuan and shamelessly asked for Wang Nan's help in paying it off. Despite feeling deceived, Wang Nan decided to pay half of his debt and urged Yu Xiaodong to take more responsibility in his life. She also entrusted him with the management of one of her companies, hoping that he would use the opportunity to turn his life around. At first, it appeared that he was making progress, but it didn't take long for Yu Xiaodong to disappear again. This time, he took Wang Nan's credentials and withdrew 5 million yuan from a bank account before proceeding to gamble it away, ultimately losing everything. When she found out, her disappointment was immense and she took immediate action by contacting the police. Upon his arrest, he revealed to Wang Nan that he had previously served 12 years in prison for robbery. He also expressed remorse about how he had squandered his youth in prison and had been desperately seeking to make up for lost time, leading him to indulge in reckless behavior. Wang Nan couldn't help but feel a sense of empathy towards him. She was, after all, still his wife, and with a surge of inner strength, she made the decision to forgive him. Months had passed, and in early 2019, Wang Nan was pregnant. Perhaps the happily ever after she had previously sought took some time to arrive, because now, Yu Xiaodong's attitude towards her took a complete 180-degree turn. He was once again loving, compassionate, and considerate. In early June 2019, Yu Xiaodong suggested to Wang Nan that before the birth of their child, they should relive the old times and travel to Ubon Ratchathani, Thailand. It's unclear why Yu Xiaodong proposed traveling to Ubon Ratchathani. Some speculate that the area held significant sentimental value in their relationship, while others suggest that it was a beautiful national park, boasting of huge and towering mountains, that drew him to suggest the location for their trip. However, what Wang Nan didn't know was that Yu had secretly bought an insurance policy with a death benefit of 300,000 yuan for her, but with him as the sole beneficiary. On June 7th, they arrived at Ubon Ratchathani and immediately made their way to the national park. As they explored the area, Yu Xiaodong appeared particularly drawn to the cliff, perhaps even surveying the landscape with a fixed gaze. Later that day, Yu suggested that they watch the sunrise from the cliff's edge. Wang Nan agreed, but when they got there, they found the area crowded with other visitors due to the bad weather. So they decided to wait until everyone left, and soon enough, they had the cliff to themselves. Yu Xiaodong held her hand and led her towards a 3,000-year-old mural located near the edge of the cliff. As they approached the edge, he stopped and embraced her from behind, planting a gentle kiss on her cheek. Wang Nan's face lit up with a smile as she suddenly felt transported back to the blissful days of their early relationship. Yu Xiaodong then leaned forward, brushed his lips gently against her ear, and whispered in a soft tone,
"Wang Nan, my dear wife, go to hell."
Yu then released her from his embrace and forcefully shoved her over the edge of the cliff. The deafening sound of the wind rushed past Wang Nan's ears as she plummeted 112 feet to the ground. Her body twisted and turned uncontrollably in the air, and her arms flailed outwards in a desperate attempt to grab onto something. Anything that might save her. Meanwhile, Yu held his breath, an inch closer to the edge of the cliff. When he finally looked down, he could see Wang Nan's body on the ground far below. For half an hour, he remained frozen, watching and waiting for any signs of life. When he was convinced that she was dead, only then did he leave. At the bottom of the cliff, Wang Nan lay motionless. She had fallen from a height that would have surely killed most people, but by some miracle, she had survived. Sources report that as Wang Nan fell, she collided with a number of branches that were growing out of the cliff's edge. As they twisted and bent to absorb the tremendous force of her impact, the branches functioned as a cushion against her fall. Wang Nan was now bleeding heavily and barely conscious, but she was alive. However, even if the fall didn't kill her, her surroundings would. She was in a national park, a place teeming with wildlife. It's unclear where Yu Xiaodong was headed after pushing his wife off the cliff, but what was clear is the malevolent expression on his face. A wicked smile spread across his face as he savored the satisfaction of knowing that his wife was dead. But she wasn't dead. That's coming up in the next episode. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Heinous, an Asian true crime podcast brought to you by MediaCorp and produced by 1UP Media. If you would like to share some feedback or suggest other cases that you would like us to cover, head on down to our website at asiantruecrimepodcast.com. This episode was researched, produced, and written by Yeo Gong-jin, with audio engineering by Ethan Sam. Special thanks to executive producer Danny Cordy from MediaCorp. We hope to see you again soon in the next episode of Heinous.